Jesus, for you to go somewhere and stand next to someone who doesn't sing the part. Okay? Mix it up real fast.
I'm not even singing that part.
Feel free to sing with Tim. What part are you doing,
Tim? I'm doing
tenor too. You're going to do a tenor? Okay, awesome. Then stay where you are. Just mix it up. Mix it up. Nope. Just mix it up. First chord. One and two and sing.
Let us find
particular place.
Just sit where you are. So lead and tenor together. Lead and tenor. Israel strength. One and two and sing. Chord at 18. It is the bass. Okay? Who's got the fifth? It is the baritone. Seventh is where? Seventh is actually in the lead. So not so much weight on the word strength. If we could go back to Israel strength. One and two and three. So you are above the leads at that point. So strength and con, strength and con. Get it up there and our con down here. Okay, one more time. Israel, one and two and go.
Israel, strength and consolation.
That's too much. That is too much, okay? We got to keep the phrases moving, otherwise sentences don't make sense. Wrong pitches, hope, 29 through 32, let's fix it. Can we sing, please, bass baritone at Dear Desire? Bring the R, dear, please. Dear Desire. One, two, and go.
Dear desire of every nation.
Can you move with me? I really don't think we need that music as much as you seem to need it. I really don't. We've been singing this for weeks. We've sung the song even like 3-4 years ago, but still, come on. We should be better off than where we are right now, okay? Can I hear my lead?
It is our Abib.
1, 2, and go. Nope.
Dear. It is our.
Come on, 1 and 2 again.
Thank you.
baritones for a second. One, and two, and sing. Pitch sag as you sing it. One and two, sing. Good. And we are small in numbers in bassland tonight. We have a lot of absences. So sing to the volume level of the basses and don't oversing the baritones. Everyone sing Glorious Throne. So we have the post there in the lead. One and two, and go.
Glorious.
Next up, I'll sing the Ross. Where'd you go? Okay, start on Glorious, that's fine. One and two and three.
Glorious.
Good, and that tenor, when you move that half step down, that's the Monday note right there.
Glorious.
Then we can relax when we get to the cadence point. One. Top of page two. One and two and sing.
Glorious throne.
Yeah, we're not quite in tune in the very last chord, but that was better than where we started. Now, this whole thing at the end needs to be building. Measure 33 is a big giant crescendo all the way to 35. Big chord, and it still is darn loud at 36. And then we can relax here and let it fade away, right? So can we have a little bit more chutzpah, a little more force behind measure 33? One. So it's basically everyone except for the basses. Don't get the S sound of the Russ on too soon. Gotta wait for the bass to have the moving note. Glorious throne. So if you would sing, glorious throne. Put the S with the S, with the TH sound after. Glorious throne, right? Okay, do it again. 33, 1, and 2, and go! Bottom of the second page. Raise us to thy, and then go to the second ending on the last page. Raise us. One and two and sing.
Raise us to
Okay, four and then one and two again.
For thy people.
dynamics as well as words. The first time through, the first verse, mezzo forte, is our volume level, medium loud, right, at measure one. Stays that way all the way through the first page, basically. Of course, there's shape of phrase throughout all of that, but it stays just sort of in the mezzo forte, medium loud range. Measure 17, we bump it up the first time through to a forte, because we're talking about the strength, right? There's no breath between measure 20 and 21, both times. There's no breath there, okay? There is breath at the end of measure 24. 25 goes back to medium loud, mezzo forte, MF, breath at the end of measure 28, decrescendo, and measure 31, 32 on contrite heart. Then, when we go back to the second verse, born thy people to deliver, we're starting that off piano, soft, okay? Measure 9, subtly loud, born to reign in us forever, okay? Top of page 17, measure 17, that by thine own eternal spirit, second verse is mezzo piano. 25, mezzo forte. 29, it's growing, it's crescendoing into the second ending. It should be fortissimo, double F, super loud by the time we get to measure 35. Watch me for tempo in measures 36, and then decrescendo in 38. That decrescendo so far seems to get under the pitch in the baritone land a lot. So we got to keep that vowel pure, and as we do the decrescendo, that can't fall down. So, do we have all of that we can try? I need you to have your words memorized, or at least be able to not have to stare at the paper all the time, because my tempos are not your tempos, and it's because we don't have eye contact, and we're not able to watch yet. So, get to the point where you don't have to use that paper, and you can be watching up here. All right, can we start at the top, take the whole song through, and then do the dynamics we just talked about in outline. And here's G, wherever I lost my notes. There it is. Right, let's do this bucket. Right? Mezzo forte. Have a look on your face that actually describes some text. One, two.
Come now,
sure you're singing, is it, I think it's the angel, are the two words?
I'm hearing a the in there somewhere, so make sure we have that pronounced the. I don't know where that is. Where is that measure? Someone got it?
The earth.
Oh, it's the earth. Excuse me. Ah, there it is. Measure 22. Yeah, the earth, not the earth. Okay? Make sure you just have that good E vowel in there.